And right now I am talking about Never Let Me Go, which is set to be one of the highlights of this year's Batch Festival. Never Let Me Go chronicles the history of the AIDS epidemic in Sydney in the early 80s and dramatises a tumultuous decade that saw the soldiers of AIDS fight fear with enlightenment and love. Here to tell us more is Adriano Cappelletto, the writer and actor in the show. Good morning, Adriano.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So the production centres on the retelling of a poignant time in Sydney's history. Can you fill in our listeners a little bit more about the background of this show and what this time was like?
Yeah, well, actually, it's interesting you say like a poignant time. And, you know, I think it was probably obviously a really tragic time. But what I was really interested about this story was that when AIDS sort of first broke in the early 80s in Sydney, there was a really progressive Labor government at the time, and the health minister and his senior advisor, the senior advisor to the health minister was actually a gay man who spent his time in Darlinghurst, then in Canberra, and he had already had links to all these gay community groups. And so when AIDS hit, we were sort of prepped for all this to happen, and rather than taking a moral kind of stance of saying our gay people are living a depraved lifestyle, like America did, what Australia did was we actually, the community groups sort of mobilised together, and we started talking about safe sex and prevention, and we educated drug users and we educated gay men and sex workers. And we were actually super progressive, which I don't really think a lot of people know about.
Yeah, that's definitely a surprise. You just, I guess, assume it would be bad, which is...
Yeah, you just assume that actually people would go, oh, well, you know, we're talking early 80s, so it's not like men and women were not as accepted as, you know, sort of they are now. It wasn't as sort of out there. You know, when you think in 1978, we had the first Mardi Gras where almost everyone was arrested there. So this is about around 1983 where we start the show. This is like 5 years later and AIDS hits. And actually... So what I was really wanted to tell was a story of like the gay community who, I guess the wider community just saw them as maybe people who just wanted to just have a lot of sex, were a bit depraved, and just went out and partied and everything. But actually what AIDS did was the community mobilized and they worked with governments and they worked within their own community and they promoted safe sex and they said, hey, we need to save our lives. We need to act responsibly. And they took care of each other. And I think it reflected back saying, actually, the gay community, you know, and lesbians included, they actually came to the fore and they were a huge part of educating people and of saving people. And it actually told the world that gay men and women are real people. They're humans, you know, and they had to come out. You know, they had to come out to each other. They had to come out to their parents, to their co-workers and everybody, because people were getting sick. And so it kind of gave a lot of awareness and visibility to, you know, to gay men and women. And it said, you know, we're human and we're real people. And actually they love each other and they care about each other.
So obviously there's a very interesting history in this time and the narratives of all the people involved. I'm really interested as to why you wanted to revisit this history and if you were particularly inspired by any aspect of the story.
Yeah, actually, well, when I sort of grew up as a teenager in the 90s where I was coming out, I came out late, a lot later, you know, but, you know, just as a teenager, and I remember the Grim Reaper campaign, which some people might remember. It was really scary as a kid. And as I sort of grew older, I realized that, I was gay and that, well, what happens with gay men is that they get this disease and they die. It's called AIDS, you know. And so I didn't get to have a sort of sexual awakening or any sort of, I just sort of equated gay with death. And so it was really scary for me. It's not my generation, but it was me sort of growing up in the shadow of AIDS, really. And so when I moved to Sydney and, sort of got into the gay scene, and I sort of just realized that there were all these men that had, you know, had died, and so there was a whole generation of people that I didn't sort of get to know, that I might have, you know, become friends with. And so I think that's sort of what inspired me. And then when I started reading about Australia's story, I realized that Australia, we actually saved more than 25,000 lives because the Liberal government, the Labor government, everybody actually got together and they worked together. Doctors worked together. Gay men and women worked together. And they all came together to fight this. And they didn't, nobody judged each other. Nobody could say, no, this person's innocent or this person deserves to get AIDS. Nobody did that. They just actually worked together to save lives. And it was, we actually did something good. You know, I think more and more like now, we're so divided by left and right wing politics, and everybody is sort of just pays one another out, or, you know, we feel like there's no action being taken. You know, people might be frustrated with politics going, they don't do anything. When AIDS is actually a story in Australia where people did something, like we actually made some progress and we saved so many lives. And the rest of the world looks to Australia when an infectious disease happens. They look to Australia to see how they dealt with AIDS. We're an actual model for the rest of the world to see how you deal with a disease. So it's kind of like, I wanted to tell a story that, hey, we did something great. Like, we should be really proud of ourselves. And yes, it was tragic. But when we stop, when we don't judge one another, and when we just actually be practical about things, we can achieve so much more. And I think that's an important message to tell people today in 2019.
Definitely. I think it sounds like an amazing story of resilience and, yeah, definitely a positive message rather than one of just sadness.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what we equate with AIDS, which, you know, and it was a really tragic time. This story, I sort of sense from 1983 to 1987. So it really just tells the early years of AIDS in Sydney. And we tell it through, like, you know, it's fun as well. It's still, you know, there's gags in it as well. But at the same time, also, it's kind of a bit of an 80s pop musical. So we do have a lot of 80s songs from the era, and they're all sung by, there's six actors in the show, so it's a bit of an ensemble piece. So we all sing these songs in an a cappella way. So 80s songs arranged in a kind of choir way. So at the same time, I know people sort of go, oh God, a story about AIDS, but we are making it entertaining, and it's a really thrilling story, I think, like this story of how AIDS played out in Sydney.
And I think having an a cappella choir is a wonderful way to reignite that narrative in a fun way, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and people were just, they were really innovative, and they dealt with this huge crisis. Or, you know, all these young guys in their 20s, you know, having their friends sort of die around them, they still, like, were positive, you know, and they still tried to sort of get on with life, and they survived. Rather than being afraid of everything, what they did was they just, like, loved harder than they ever have before. And and I think it's just really beautiful. And so that's kind of the focus of the show. It's like these people who just decide, you know what, I'm not going to live in fear, and I'm not going to I'm not going to be ashamed of myself. I'm actually going to just love even harder than I ever have before, and love myself and love my friends, and show the world that I'm human, you know. So I think it's a positive message. I think people will come away feeling like Australia did something great, and that, you know, the more you just, I mean, as cheesy as it sounds, but the more you just love yourself and just, like, own who you are, the most amazing things can happen.
I can't think of a better message for a show.
Yeah, it's a self-help show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I hope that it goes wonderfully.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me.